This podcast is brought to you by SMC. Money wise, be wise. Hello and welcome to Money Control. You're tuned into a special midweek episode of the Market Podcast. I'm your host Jerome Anthony, and with me is editor Santosh Nair, who's going to tell us about the Monetary Policy Committee of RBI that has cut interest rates. Hi and welcome to the show, Santosh.
Hi, Jerome.
Quite a surprise there, Santosh. Most experts were anticipating a 25 or a 50 basis points cut, but the RBI's MPC decided to cut interest rates by 35 bips.
Yes, I think in recent memory, I can't recollect when RBI cut rates by 35 basis points. But I would think that 25 basis points would have been seen as too less. But at the same time, they didn't want to exhaust all options. Typically, is what would have happened had they gone in for a 50 basis point. So probably they have some leeway so that if the slowdown persists for longer, they have some more room to cut rates further. Okay. Remember, there is a currency war which is playing out between US and China at this point.
Yes.
So when globally other currencies are weakening, your own currency can't be too strong. That will also weaken. So this is something perhaps that could have influenced the Monetary Policy Committee when it decided on the interest rates, which is why you've seen that they have cut rates by 35 basis points and not 50 or 25 basis points.
Okay. So what was the commentary from the RBI? It seems like the market's quite worried about this.
Well, the tone was quite cautious, and I think that's what got the stock market also rattled a bit. So clearly, RBI has said that since the last policy, domestic economic activity, in fact, has been weak. The global slowdown, escalating trade tensions are clearly big risks for the economy. Also, a private sector has not been investing in capacity. So that is another big worry. And if you see the high frequency indicators such as cement sales, steel sales, auto sales, they all seem to indicate that the weakness in the economy is clearly persisting. So to that end, RBI has reduced its forecast for GDP. Okay. It has cut its FY20 GDP forecast from 7% earlier to 6.9% earlier. But if you look at the band, the range, you know, the previous range was between 6.4% to about 7.5%. That was the range, and and they said that finally it will be 7%. Now they've cut it to 6.9%, but the range, they've said that now it could be as low as 5.8% on the downside to about 7.5%. So probably you could see the weakness persisting for some more time. So clearly the commentary is not all that positive. Yes, the market has got a rate cut. It was looking forward to that, but things look a little bleak at this point in time.
All right. And so what about the common man? Do loans get cheaper for them? Do they have to pay less interest on the loan that they take?
Well, on paper, definitely. But if you see the rate at which banks, the pace at which banks have been passing on lower rates to the end consumers, that's been not been that quick. They've been taking their own time for various reasons. Of course, loans will get a little cheaper. But the problem, Jerome, here is that cheap funds in itself is not an incentive for a business to put up fresh capacity and also for a retail consumer to spend on something like durables, auto for that matter. You know, the big worry right now is that if you see the even the management commentary of most companies during earning calls, they're saying that they have very little visibility, they're laying off people. So there's a lot of concerns about jobs at this point in time, which is also making consumers very cautious. They're not going out there. Despite the fact that there is cheap money available, they're quite cautious in their spending. So yes, money is getting cheap, but there are other concerns that linger at this point.
Sorry, people are being tight-fisted.
At this moment, yes.
Okay. What about the NBFC sector? It has been facing quite a bit of crisis. Is there anything on this for the NBFCs?
Yes, so the RBI has said that banks can now increase their exposure to NBFCs. Now they can loan up to 20% of the Tier 1 capital for to a single NBFC. Earlier this limit was 15%.
Okay.
But again, understandably, banks will be cautious. The other thing that the RBI has done is it has said that they've reduced the risk weightage for banks on their consumer loans, mm-hmm. which basically means that mm-hmm. whenever the bank makes a loan, it has to set some money aside mm-hmm. because that particular loan may go bad. Now, in the case of consumer loans, that the money that they have to set aside is slightly more. So what RBI has said that mm-hmm. the money that they have to set aside, they have reduced that a bit. So this frees up money for mm-hmm. banks to lend. So there's enough money for banks to lend, but the most important question is whether, you know, people would be availing of the loans at this point in time.
Okay. So, Santosh, how is the market reacting to this whole rate cut?
So, the markets began on a steady note today, mm-hmm. but as the day progressed, it sold off in the last couple of hours of trade. The Sensex was down by close to about 300 points and the Nifty close to about 100 points. Okay. So, clearly, market is worried. The RBI has flagged mm-hmm. growth concerns. And if you hear some of the management commentary in earnings call, as I was saying, mm-hmm. many of them are now saying that the slowdown could persist for much longer okay. than what most people are expecting. So that is, of course, it may or it may not persist, but okay. clearly the mood right now is one of caution. Okay. So corporates too are cutting back on spending at this point in time. Okay. And in many cases, stock price have fallen quite a bit. Mm-hmm. But there is no saying how further low they could slip.
Okay.
Because in the previous downturns, you've seen some real intense capitulation. Mm-hmm. You hear some bad news about some companies going under and all that. Probably investors are fearing that the worst may not be over yet. That's mm-hmm. why you're not seeing any floor to it. So temporarily, you see some kind of a bounce back, but then the market yes. fails to hold that.
Right.
So it looks like investors are waiting for more bad news to hit before they start buying, which is why you're seeing a steady decline in stock prices.
Okay.
Of course, the good stocks are still very expensive at this point in time.
Right.
As for the other stocks, there are no takers.
Okay. Santosh, when do we see, what would be the duration for this whole slowdown for the markets to recover?
Well, that is really hard to say, Jerome. Nobody has an answer to that. But as investors, the only thing you can do is that if there are good businesses which you feel are available for a reasonable price, mm-hmm. you just need to put your money there, because there is no saying how bad it can get. Probably the market might just turn around next week. That's also possible, although right now the possibility looks slim. But if you're getting good businesses at a reasonable price, mm-hmm. you should probably buy them and brace for maybe a 15 to 20% further decline from here, but that is something you should factor in while making the purchases. You're not going to get the perfect price ever.
Right.
So it's hard to predict downturns, be it in the economy or the market, but what you could probably do is start nibbling selectively.
With that, we wrap the special midweek episode of the Market Podcast. Santosh, thank you so much for all your valuable inputs.
Thanks, Jerome. Pleasure was mine.
Yes. And for you readers, if you have any question that you would like Santosh to answer, please do write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. I repeat, that's mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to Money Control. Thanks for listening.